Pop quiz, hotshot. Who do you think is the most powerful group of people in the United States? Time's up. It's old people. You want to know why? Because old people are the only folks who vote in all these boring elections that happen between presidential contests. Do you know what old people want to change? Nothing. Do you know what scares old people? Everything new or different. Now, I love old people. They're always there with the hard candy and whatnot. But when it comes to issues of social and political import, I'll bet you and grandma see things a little bit differently. Because people our age don't vote, old people get to choose state and municipal lawmakers. These are the offices that end up deciding crucially important things, such as who gets access to healthcare and who gets to vote in the next big election. Boring elections are incredibly fast and easy to vote in because no one's there. And because turnout is so low, your vote will have a huge impact. You'll be doing what's best for everybody by going to vote411.org and finding out when the next boring election is and where you can vote. That's vote411.org. Tell them Xerxes sent you.
Some, this is painfully obvious, but hardcore gaming means it ain't for the novices. The main source to brain train your knowledge, a lane maintained with a course aimed at colleges. To HG101, we give the honor, thanks to Kirk, a lot of Xerxes to host it proper, as well as Tatanga, Cal and Bobinator, Ogre Hart and others discuss and discover all the 47,000 games, and when they rate them, you can bet it's scientifically locked in position. Speaking of which, no system is obscure, and look, they wrote a book about it, go out and cop yours.
Hello and welcome to HardcoreGaming101.net's Top 47,858 Games of All Time podcast, where we objectively, definitively, and scientifically rank the games that you nominate. My name is Xerxes, and I'm the show's main host and producer, and on this podcast we have three rules. Rule 1, all rankings are final, official, and scientifically accurate. Rule 2, you can nominate one game at a time via 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. Those are the ones we try to get to first. You can also go to bit.ly/rankthisplease and add a game to the slush pile and cross your fingers. We make no guarantees on those. Rule number 3, you can nominate games that have already been nominated, but just don't nominate games you've already ranked. See the master list for yourself. It's at bit.ly/47kgames. That's bit.ly/47kgames.
Stop whining! Let's jump in the tub.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. For this episode, we're going to be talking about Chex Quest. It's a game that was nominated by Tiny415 on iTunes. It was developed by HAL Laboratory and Pax Sofnica. One of the other...
Xerxes, I think you're reading from the wrong line.
Oh, no. I'm looking at Pokemon Snap.
Oh, snap.
I was really excited there for a second.
I was like, HAL Laboratory did Chex Quest.
Yeah, I was like, what the damn second? What?
I Ron Burgundy'd that to the max. That was... I love scotch.
This was Satoru Iwata's contribution to cereal.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd buy it.
No wonder this game is so famous.
Okay, so back now, Chex Quest was definitely, it was nominated by @Scheissgeist /Kaczynski.
Kaczynski.
It's been on
it's a railway.
And, wow, man, this is a lot. Kaczynski Broiler on Twitter. Must all be the same person. Got a lot of names. So it was developed by Digital Cafe CQ1. That was, I guess, means Chex Quest 1, right? And published by Digital Cafe and the General Mills Corporation. I'm sure, right? No?
Yeah, or something like that.
This is important. We can't mess this up. No. So yeah, it was.
it was definitely, you know, approved and licensed by General Mills.
Do you think the Cap'n Crunch himself maybe greenlit this, or
it's wonderful, ma?
And that's how me and the Cap'n made it happen.
For the it was released for the PC. I'm guessing for DOS or Windows or what?
DOS.
Yeah, for PC DOS, 1996. Who's with me to discuss Chex Quest?
I'm Bobinator.
I'm Word. And I'm Clade.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk over people because of reasons.
Can I say something real quick? Because this is important.
Yeah.
So, we're doing something a little bit different. This is a 2-for-1 episode.
What?
See, P- people ask for Chex Quest, and they also ask for Chex Quest 3, but technically, they're kind of the same game. So Chex Quest 3 is a freeware re-release of the original Chex Quest that has more stuff, so I figure we just kill two birds with one stone, just do them both at once.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. All right. That's acceptable.
The story there goes that, you know, way back when, you know, I was a young PC gamer, Doom was a thing that existed, and some folks at Digital Cafe went and just took that and gave it a serial theme and replaced all of the horrifying, you know, hell monsters and, you know, satanic iconography and just kind of replaced with Saturday morning cartoon
replaced
blobs.
It with significantly more horrifying, weird booger
kind of
people.
Scarier in other ways. It's like, oh yeah, conventional weapons don't work on these things at all. The only way we can get rid of them is to just translocate them to another plane of reality. We have to make them go away.
So,
but,
another thing...
So, eventually, you know, it did well enough. It's like, oh hey, let's get, you know, a sequel going out. Let's get a second episode going. And there was. And then there was no more Chex Quest for, like, a decade. At which point, you know, hey, Doom is still a thing that a lot of people like. And the people from Digital Cafe went, hey, you know, we never got to do number 3. Let's just do number 3, but we're going to do it on our terms. Everyone who played the game is an adult now. We don't need to make the difficulty low for the sake of the fact that there are a bunch of children who don't know how to play video games. We can actually make it like a proper Doom WoD now, but with Chex.
Right. Real quick, though, I want to say this game actually came in box of Chex cereal, and that's how I actually got this game when I was about 5 or so.
Same.
It literally came in box of Chex cereal on a CD, and you just... put it in your computer and play it that way, and I thought that was the coolest thing when I was, like, 5 or so.
Yeah, like, there were a couple of, you know, serial advert games that, you know, would come in boxes and whatnot. I remember there was one for Captain Crunch and Boy Howdy.
Oh, man, this game is so much better than Captain Crunch's Crunchling Adventure. You don't know.
This is basically the best advert game on the PC. Like, the only advert game that I think that can even begin to hold a candle to this is CoolSpot.
So something tells me Clade has something he would like to add.
I was just going to say that the neat thing about this game being free and in 1996 is my dad owned no fewer than 10 copies of it because we live in a small town and computers, like, if you don't remember 1996, and I hope, because I'm going to feel like Xerxes here for a second, like, my town had, like, 4 people who owned a computer in 1996, and they were all like, hey, Clade's dad, you own a computer, have this. And they just hand him the disc again. He's like, good, another copy of Chex Quest.
You can use this like it's like your computer eats him. It's like fuel, right?
And he just nods like, and says...
You shovel these in and it keeps computing.
I have to ask, did you live in the kind of small town that engaged in, like, skeet shooting or something?
You know, no, but we do a lot of hunting around here, yes.
So it could have qualified.
Possibly, yeah, we don't waste bullets on not meat.
Fair enough.
Yeah, this all sounds like, I'm picturing like the town from like First Blood. It's like, it's like a police station and then mountains.
Well, unfortunately, I live in the Great
Plains. Meanwhile, Rushmore is just casting a giant shadow over all of it all the time.
Out here.
Oh, we forgot to mention it also came with America Online hours.
Really?
Oh shit, it did, didn't it?
Yeah, because that was the other thing was...
To be fair, the common cold came with American Online hours. In the 1990s, you could not escape America Online. It was haunting you. It was chasing you, hunting you down every turn.
No joke, my family never subscribed to America Online because what the hell need did we have to do so? We had all the time in the world.
Keyword, ubiquitous. So, yeah, like, it's one of the great advertisorial...
Advert games, and that would be she, because I said it.
Okay. I'm sorry. As Word said, it would be one of the great I'm doing it again. Word, help me out.
Advert game.
Advert games.
There you go. You got it.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry.
I will help you over this mountain.
Yeah, one of the great Abra games of all time. The other one being, are we counting MC Kids? Because MC Kids kicks some ass.
So yeah, we got the treasure game on...
McDonald's Treasure Land Adventure. Yeah.
But Cool Spot's great, so...
And, but Chex Quest, it's a passable Doomwad, essentially.
Okay, I need to be clear here. When we say Doomwad, we're not saying it plays like Doom or it uses the Doom engine. It is literally just Doom with like different graphics. And
yeah, it's a Doom, like, Wad is functionally synonymous with mod for all things and considerations regarding Doom. You know, it's just kind of like, you know, a legacy, term, just because it's like, okay, this is what uses, you know, like level sets, visual assets, audio is like, you know, that, you know, compilation at what an assembly was called a WAD. So, you know, it's just the Doom engine with different AV.
I knew there was a really complicated way I was actually right. Thank you. It's about you're a anthropomorphic Chex guy who wears Chex.
The guy in a blue suit with Chex armor.
Yeah, okay. I thought you yourself were a Chex.
No. Are your armor.
Okay, so we need to explain what Chex are, because not everybody is down with the Chex. So
it's like a rice-based waffle-shaped cereal, I guess.
But it's like a waffle dodecahedron. Well, not really, but like a waffle pocket. It's like two waffles that are like conjoined on
the edges.
It's
a weaving of grain.
And they're very, very tiny. They're about the size of a...
cereal piece. That probably doesn't need explanation.
Not everybody eats breakfast cereal.
It's like the size of a penny or a washer.
Oh, yeah, because if they're not in the United States and they don't know what a Chex is, they're going to know what a penny is.
Haven't you ever looked and found pennies in weird places?
Hey, look, Clade, that was going to be my comparison point, and I was like, oh, that's not going to work either. What's the worthless currency denomination? No, there isn't one. But it's like...
It's about the size of a half-inch washer.
It's like... But the interesting thing about Chex is it's the kind of cereal that is... It's like, no kid asks for Chex. You know what I mean? Like, you ask for your Fruit Loops or your sugar balls.
If you're one of those, you know, health conscious types, Chex is a valid avenue.
Okay, yeah, but if you're 7 or 8 years old, you're like,
hey, Cheerios.
I would like some wheat Chex. I would like some rice Chex.
They're pretty good with sugar. But saying
also, Chex were infamous for Chex Mix and Chex Fudge things that you could do with your cereal to make better things.
Ask you guys about that. Because I was actually eating Chex Mix while playing Chex Quest for this.
Good choice. Immersion.
Your mouse and keyboard must look great.
Fair.
Okay, so word just died.
I had to mute myself while I went hoarse coughing.
Yay. So Chex Mix. Yeah, Chex Mix is like the best thing about Chex besides Chex Quest.
Yeah, that's why it's better than Cheerios. You can do things with it.
And the little rye pieces are delicious. Can we rank Chex Mix instead of this game?
No.
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah, the story is, as we said, you're a man who is really into Chex, and you wear Chex armor.
No. He's from Chex Squadron. The General Mills cereal forms a nation and has a military, and he is in the Chex unit.
Oh.
One of those guys is an anthropomorphic Cheerio.
Mm-hmm. And our hero is better than them.
Wait, who else is on this squad? I forgot about this.
Basically about it. He just says, only words he says. I am from Chex Squadron, and I volunteer.
So there's a Cheerio Squadron, there's a...
At least, you know, like a subspecies in a nation.
Where is Captain Crunch in this universe?
Currently Googling General Mills cereals. So I wonder whether Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios are like two separate platoons, or...
I mean, the
Trix Rabbit is in on this. I mean, did they just get the Trix Rabbit, or is the Trix Rabbit himself a...
No, that was their informant they sent to get the information.
The Trix Rabbit is the one who was always trying to avoid the cereal, right?
No. He's silly. Xerxes' references are terrible.
That's
Cocoa Puffs. Oh, Cocoa Puffs, yeah.
Sunny, I think it's named
Sunny. Yes, Sunny, the Cocoa Puffs... lunatic crazy bird.
That was my nickname in college.
Sunny or Cocoa Puffs?
Lunatic Crazy Bird.
No, it wasn't, you liar. So, like, I don't know, like, you move on down, there's a Kaboom cereal. What is this crap? Cream cones is one of the... Oh, that's some old 70s stuff. So,
this,
yeah.
This is skipping ahead a little bit, but there is a an HD, quote-unquote, remake in the works for Chex Quest, and they have put out, like, the little opening cutscene for it, and it looks basically exactly what you would expect a cutscene from 1996 to look like.
I don't know if I love that or I hate it, because that looks exactly like you're describing.
It's amazing. Also, like, there's a point where, like, a bunch of our citizens have gone missing, and one of them looks like Duke Nukem, the other looks like Doom Guy.
Okay, so we've talked about 15 minutes about dumb breakfast cereal memes. How does this hold up as a Doom wad in the Grand
Canyon? It's Doom!
It's literally just Doom.
That's why
it's
I said, how does it hold up as a wad
in the Canyon? I found it very frustrating.
Wait, really? I thought it was easy as hell, and I was playing like a step above
my... Right. I didn't find it difficult. I found it frustrating because the level didn't look different enough.
Go ahead, Bob.
All right.
Why do I even talk?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm done. I'm done. It's over. Go.
Okay. I don't think it was that bad for the first two episodes, but then you get to episode 3 and it becomes an ammo desert. I have played survival horror games to give you more ammo than episode 3 ever does.
That's 100% correct. It's crazy. It's terrible.
Well, that's just because, like, oh, hey, the chainsaw is really good, and the boot spork is also therefore very good.
Oh, the boot spork is the chainsaw.
It's the chainsaw. And, you know, like, I actually did not have Doom when I was a kid. You know, this was the Doom I got. This was my Doom as a kid.
Yeah.
When I got the boot spork, I never stopped using it. Forget all of the ranged weapons. I'm just going to go up and mess a mofo up in their face.
It's pretty easy to get, like, just mobbed by boogermen or whatever they are. What are they?
Flemlings.
They do look like refugees from Booger Man, but yeah, I wonder, see, this whole time I thought this was, I always thought they were related to the Soggies. Does anybody remember the Soggies? Arch nemesis of Cap'n Crunch? But I believe Cap'n Crunch is a Post joint. I don't think it's a General Mills. So I was way off. So this is like, I mean, they basically are the Soggies though. Nobody remembers the Soggies?
Oh, I do. My dad eats a lot of Cap'n Crunch. Which is actually going back to that earlier anecdote.
Ask your dad. Get your dad on the phone.
He's more qualified.
Well, I wanted to finish. Though, going back to that anecdote about how we got a bunch of copies of Chex Quest, we never got one ourselves because we don't eat Chex in our house.
You're strictly Crispix people, right?
No, I told you. He's strictly a Cap'n Crunch man.
Oh.
The roof of his mouth must be horrifying.
No, it's like it's all calloused over. You could light a match in his mouth, and he wouldn't feel it. It's just like nothing.
He smokes, so that's quite possible.
Oh, geez.
Let's not. All right.
Okay, let's your stop. Father's mouth. That's horrifying.
You can take care of our daddy issues elsewhere, right, kids? Like, so Chex Quest.
Can I talk about something I do like about this game?
Yeah.
I feel like for early Doom, this has some really great level design, because there are points when it actually tries to replicate real places, like... I think there's one level based around a movie theater, and that's actually really cool because they put a lot of effort into making something somewhat realistic. And it's maybe not as good as a movie theater in Duke Nukem 3D, but you can tell they tried, and it's a lot of fun, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I was noticing that this is actually some really decent level design. Although, it kind of goes back and forth, because there's like one level where you just like walk into a room, and it's red key, blue key, yellow key doors, and okay.
Level 2, right?
Yeah.
That's terrible. That one was awful.
Yeah, it's like baby's first Doom level design right there. I'm like, oh, come now.
Well, that's because it was designed for babies, so, you know, it's teaching you how the keys even work.
Again, kids did not eat Chex. They didn't want Chex.
You say that.
If they had to settle for something halfway healthy, they were Kix all the way. Kix almost tastes like a good cereal.
I liked Chex as a kid, and I liked it more than Kix.
Jokes on you,
my dad ate good cereals.
Cap'n Crunch, yes, I know.
Hey, if I was going to have like a cereal that was there for the flavor and not for the health factor, it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
For me, I liked Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Puffs. Cereal.
Yeah.
I think Puffs. Bob means Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs.
Reese's Puffs, yes. That's it.
Peanut yeah, Butter Cereal. Later. I wasn't a child when those came.
Peanut and Butter Cereal. Yes,
those
cereal.
Are my current cereal of choice. Except when French Toast Crunch exists. You know, between right, those 20-year
right.
gaps.
Check right, Quest. Tell this right now. I will be able to tell exactly how old each of you are if you just tell me what was the number of marshmallow shapes in Lucky Charms. Go.
8.
4.
I've eaten like 2 bowls like, of
was
Lucky
it,
Charms.
Was it hearts, diamonds, clovers,
I can do you even
cheese?
Better. I can do you even better there. The rainbows just came out when I was like 3.
Ooh. I am an old man.
I knew that.
So hearts,
I like how I turned that completely around on you.
Is it hearts, diamonds, horseshoes, clovers?
And
then
balloons.
They added blue moons was an
blue
addition.
Blue moons, I remember blue moons.
And then they had rainbows, but red blue moons.
And then they added the rainbow.
Yeah, yeah. But blue moons, once upon a time, that was, I believe, the new thing. It was like, it's got blue moons. They taste like the other freeze-dried marshmallows, but they look like blue moons. All right, so Chex Quest is okay. It's mostly remembered, I think, for being okay.
So here's the thing. Like, at this point, it's, you know, it's a Doom mod. I think it might even be a freeware Doom mod. I don't know if you actually need to have like
no, you can play
Chex
Quest 3.
Well,
right,
you
got
to send 10 proofs of purchase to General Mills Cereals PO Box.
But yeah, like, you know, like if you know someone younger and you know you'd like to give them a try at, you know, a game like Doom without actually like subjecting them to, you know, a 5-year-old to Doom, you know, Chex Quest is an entirely valid way of doing
again,
it. Or maybe if you are, you know, not, you know, a particularly proficient person with video games, you want to kind of give that thing a try, Chex Quest is a
I
good entry
know,
point.
One more time, Chex Quest 3 is totally free. You can get it right now if you Google it.
And it, yep. and it has and it, the and original Chex in it.
Yes.
Or the original Chex Quest.
Yeah, it's got episodes 1 and 2, you know, baked in there
did,
with it.
Did they get clearance from the Chex?
Yes.
The Chex estate
yes,
or whatever
they,
it is.
They got clearance from General Mills to do it, and they got clearance to do the HD remake that they're currently working on. They're doing it with permission, all of it.
And I want to be like, a fly on the wall for that licensing yeah, it, agreement.
I think that license agreement was you just leave a message on their voicemails like, if you have any objection to this endeavor, call us back post haste. Click.
My understanding right, is like,
no, let's do it.
My understanding, it was just kind of like a thing that they did with you know, like the good grace is like no money passed because it's not a commercial project. It's just like, okay, you want to do this? Sure, why not? It's free press for us. Go right ahead.
The Seymour Chex estate approves of this. Yeah,
that's
so,
the best corporate name, Seymour Chex.
Well, I was just thinking, like, the guy, the inventor of Chex is Seymour Chex. He's been dead for a long time, but his estate is well run, and they do they care about these things. All right, so we got to rank this thing.
I've been thinking about how to rank this. I want to run something by you.
Well, above
Doom,
Doom
is at 8. Where do we go from
okay.
there?
Remember when we ranked Streets of Rage Remake and we put it really low because it's just like a really good game, but maybe not as good?
Well, it's a janky game that it's has not, good mechanics in it.
I wouldn't call but, it janky.
Like, the point is, I think it could go around somewhere around Streets of Rage Remake, which is at 304.
So the interesting thing about this, when you compare it to Streets of Rage Remake, is that Chex Quest is sort of more original. But on the other hand, it's also like super derivative. It's hard to explain because it's like it is basically just Doom, but it's also like a complete conversion of Doom. Like it changes the pistol to a zapper, and it changes the shotgun to a zapper with two prongs, and it changes
the small Zorch and the large Zorch.
Oh, the Zorches. And those are the things that you use to zap the booger people back to their booger dimension, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's
I don't
a plot.
Know. Am I off here? Should I be aiming higher?
Like, I would put it higher, because, like, its basis is Doom, which is really damn good. And
well, yeah, but so is Streets of Rage 2.
The interesting thing about Streets of Rage, though, is that, like, the remake, it, like, it's an ambitious project in a way.
Yeah, like that was going to be my argument. Like, remake is tries to do, you know, more things than the base game ever did, including adding, like, the cut motorcycle levels from 3.
It tries to add in the deleted content. It tries to synthesize all the Streets of Rage games into a single game.
Yeah, it's branching, like, branching paths. That is like, okay, this is, you know, the one path, the two path, the three
it's
path.
It's really
but,
fun.
Hey, you can hop between them.
And the difference between them is mainly that when you called the Chester Sega estate, they said, "Go to hell! We don't want you and your hard work and labors of love. Get lost, asshole." And the Czechs people were like, "Yeah, sure, that sounds like fun. Go ahead, go for it."
Yeah.
So where would you put it? I'll put the ball in your court.
I would put all Sega games below the Czech cereal. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
Here's my answer to that question. All right. This is a good game. It is not an original game, but it is free and it is approachable. I would put it right next to the solidified most above average quality game in existence, UN Squadron.
I would put it below UN Squadron, but you do have a point. Also, UN Squadron didn't come with AOL minutes in there.
Also, Golden Axe for new average now, isn't it?
Is it? Well, I don't like it as much as Golden Axe.
Okay, we can put it below Golden Axe.
I mean, Golden Axe,
we aren't putting Chex Quest above Darkstalkers, you lunatics.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
We've ranked Darkstalkers?
Yeah.
Night when did Warriors. That happen?
Episode 29, apparently.
You don't listen to this show.
I'm on the show. Why do I need to listen
to exactly, it? Yeah, exactly. The only person who's on the show who needs to listen to it is me, because I'm a dum-dum.
I'll do the audio editing.
Here's an idea, okay? How about between Outrun and Paradroid at 240?
And why would you do that?
I kind of like Outrun a little better than this. Maybe not more than Doom, but Outrun's a lot of fun. And
Outrun's got some rad tunes, where Paradroid, this game has a lot
really
of...
Paradroid, I never really figured out. I don't have any strong feelings of Paradroid, really.
Yeah.
Can I bump it down just a couple of pieces right below Police Nuts? Because I really like Police Nuts.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's Snatcher. There. I know it's ways down there, but man, I would feel dirty if I put Chex Quest above Snatcher.
I just want to point out, it sounds like you're just saying, Police Nuts and Snatcher over and over. It's really funny.
Can we play above Kirby's Dream Land 3 at least?
Yeah, right between Kirby and Snatcher?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
And it's still below Police Nuts, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done. That's where it goes. Somebody announce where it goes, because I already forgot.
All right. It goes below Snatcher, above Kirby's Dream Land 3 at 256. That's Chex Quest.
Thank
for
you.
For the PC.
Seymour Chex the Third.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And we're done. That was not funny. That's all for this episode. Special thanks goes out to our lovely co-hosts and compatriots, our booking agent Jeff Rude, our theme song MC Norm, check him out at Normally Retro on Twitter, and our technical assistant, video editor, and scriptwriter Ed Burns. You can support this podcast by making a small monthly donation at patreon.com/HG101. I know, I did. By subscribing to the HG101 YouTube channel, and by following at GCNINX and at HG_101 on Twitter. You can also hang out with us at our Discord channel. It's at bit.ly/HD Discord. But most importantly, help us spread the love of games by getting on iTunes, subscribing to HG101, and giving us a 5-star review. Do it because you like us and you want us to succeed. Until next time, keep keeping it real.